We've learned this morning that Coretta Scott King, the widow of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., has died. She was 78 years old. Her death was announced by Andrew Young, the former mayor of Atlanta and a close family friend. Joining me now to talk about Coretta Scott King is Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning.
How did you come to know Coretta Scott King?
Well, I knew Coretta Scott King first when I was in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, but I got to know her really well when I was a grown-up woman, she and I realized that we had both gone to the same college, and we then became fast friends. There's a picture in my office of Coretta, who came to my swearing-in as Human Rights Commissioner of New York City when I was a young pregnant woman. We would talk on the phone. There were the two Corettas. There was the Coretta she had to be for the movement and the world, and there was Coretta who could hang on the phone and talk so as if we were colored girls. And even though she was older than I, we shared so much, and she was to me what she perhaps did not seem in her public life, one of the most approachable people I've ever known, loving and approachable. The last time that we talked extensively was when she and I sat under the Washington, the Lincoln Memorial. There's a place where you sit. There's a whole set of rooms waiting to go up to unveil the marker where King spoke when he delivered the 1963 March in Washington. And that may be the last very important appearance she made, although she has lived for several years since. And her death comes as a real shock.
Tell us a little bit about her life and work, and what her most important achievements were.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember Coretta Scott King, not as we remember most widows, even most widows we revered. Coretta lived and grew up in the movement with Martin Luther King. These people were in their late 20s and early 30s when the movement began. And she was a movement figure herself. That is why she was the irreplaceable figure to carry message and had credibility that no one else in the country came. I mean, the way to understand her importance, it seems to me, is to compare her to another great widow, Jackie Kennedy. No one thought of Jackie Kennedy, and she did not think of herself as carrying the message of John F. Kennedy. She saw herself as having another role because she had not lived his entire life. However, Coretta had lived the life of the movement, had shared the philosophy across the board, and that's the philosophy of universal human rights, of human rights, yes, that began with an understanding of discrimination and racism in the United States against black Americans, but who understood human rights across the board. That's why you had the Poor People's Campaign, King's view on the opposition to the Vietnam War, her opposition to the Iraq War. She had these views herself. They were partners only in marriage. They were real partners in the movement and in their philosophy of life.
Thank you. Eleanor Holmes Norton represents the District of Columbia in the U.S. Congress. Thanks very much, Dr. Norton.